You're listening to The President's Perspective on KETR. A few moments ago, we learned about the business of the legislature with regard to higher education. Well, a few weeks ago, it was a time of celebration and sighs of relief here on campus as many of our clientele made their long-awaited walk across the stage.
That was a great day, Jared. You know, we have three commencement ceremonies a year, and our May ceremony is always the largest. And we did three ceremonies that day. It was a long day. And we started, I think, 9 in the morning, 8:30 or 9 in the morning, finished up about 5 in the afternoon. And we had three packed houses all day long. Our largest ceremony was the afternoon ceremony with our graduate programs. Mm-hmm. We had this time a record-breaking 32 doctoral graduates, which is the most ever in A&M Commerce Old ET history. We had well over 450-some-odd master's candidates receiving their diplomas. And then the total came to about 1,500 throughout the day.
Wow.
So that leaves about, 1,100 undergraduate degrees. So it was a great day, a busy day, but a lot of smiling faces. And you've been to our commencement ceremonies,
yes.
And you know how special they are. You've participated in them,
in fact. I get to walk around on a few of them. That was nice.
Yeah, and to see all of those smiling faces and those proud family members, It's just so gratifying, and these young people, and some not so young, walking across the stage for the first time, many for the first time in their family,
right?
And such a rich, diverse mixture of humanity walks across that stage, and I think that's when the diversity of our student body really comes into focus for me, is seeing those faces on this day, which represents the pinnacle of their academic journey.
So there's so many different types of people and so many different. One of the things that I thought was interesting was, as I'm learning about the student body makeup, when we talk about enrolling 12,000 students, that's a lot of students.
Yes.
Something that comes to mind is this idea of thousands upon thousands of high school seniors who are coming onto campus and, you know, running on and running into the dorms and you know, having this, typical college party movie atmosphere,
Animal House.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But that's not really the way things shake out here at A&M Commerce.
No, we still have a very significant number of what we sometimes and somewhat inaccurately refer to as traditional students. And a traditional student, according to the traditional definition, is the one who graduates from high school in May and moves into a dormitory in August on some college campus. And we still have a lot of those. And of course, we're building new dormitories. I'm sorry. We're building new residential living and learning communities.
Right, exactly.
And so we welcome those. Those students come here in search of a high-quality undergraduate degree and the complete college experience.
Right.
And for them, living on campus, going to games, joining student organizations, playing a sport, whatever it is that piques their interest, you know, we provide that full range of the collegiate experience for that group of students.
Right.
But so many of our students are, and an increasingly large number of our students, large both in absolute and in percentage-wise, are transfer students.
Mm-hmm.
And in the state of Texas, I think we've mentioned this before, 70% of new freshmen enter college in Texas at a community college. So only about a third of those who go on to post-secondary education start their academic journey at places like A&M Commerce or, the flagships and so forth. So we have an awful lot of students who are either a little older or significantly older than the traditional 18-year-old student. We have an increasing number of veterans. Every year, the number of veterans whom we enroll goes up. We now have an expanded veterans service area. We have a veterans lounge on campus. So we're very proud of the fact that we are military, not just military friendly, but military embracing.
Right.
And we have a lot of students who have taken a very circuitous path on their way to a college degree.
Right. But that happens from time to time, I think, because of all the things that you know change about people's lives, their situations whenever they get post-high school. Some things might be a little bit different. I can say from my own experience as an undergraduate that, with a certain amount of freedom comes, an expected level of responsibility.
Right.
But sometimes you can fall behind, and sometimes it can mean, a temporary diversion or or a separate life path for a short while,
right,
before you come back around to finishing up the degree or adding to a degree that you may have.
You know, these are students who come here with every intention of finishing their degree in 4 years, and something happens. Dad gets sick, and, you know, the son or daughter has to go home to help out with the family or perhaps help run the family business.
Right.
You know, for every 1,000 students that don't come back, there's 1,001 different reasons why they don't come back.
Right.
But, you know, the point is that life intervenes, and we want to get those students, when they're able and ready and the circumstances are right for coming back, we want to embrace them as well. These are students that to have the proverbial shoebox full of transcripts because they've picked up a few credits at PJC or they've been in the military, they've got military training.
Right.
And a lot of them are a lot closer to a degree than they think, but they don't know it until they get here.
Right. I think it's neat just to kind of see A&M Commerce fitting into the lives of folks who are just interested in a college education.
Absolutely. We're all about access and opportunity here. This is a place that embraces all comers. And we want to get people what they want to get, which is a college credential so that they can move on with their lives.
Recent reports indicate that the average age, I guess the entire student body, and if graduation is a fair representation, you might say the average age is north of the typical or the traditional
right.
college senior, which would be about 21, 22 years old.
Right.
Average age of the overall student body of 12,000 students, somewhere at or just north of 24 years old.
Right.
So for every 18 and 19 year old, there's probably a 30 year old, a 33 year old,
35.
Right. I think that's kind of telling about the service that we're providing here is not just to people who are coming out of high school and going into college, but you know, again, fitting into the lives of folks who
exactly.
would like to obtain.
And, you know, that really comes into focus in our doctoral graduates. Every commencement, we host a doctoral luncheon where we recognize all of our graduating doctoral students. And they all have a couple of minutes to kind of tell their story. And I have not yet heard a story that says, well, I came here as a freshman and left with my doctoral degree. I just went straight through.
Right.
Nobody just goes straight through to the doctoral program.
Right.
You know, you hear stories about births and deaths and marriages and divorces. And, you know, I mean, it's just the whole gamut of human experience
sure.
that comes into play. But these are the ones who have run the good race and they have finished. And they're so richly deserving of that degree because not only do they have the academic skills, they have the tenacity and the endurance and the drive to succeed. And it's just so gratifying that when they leave here, that's who represents this university. Dr. G, the president back in for a long time, from the 40s through the 60s,
mm-hmm.
used to say that wherever you go, there goes the university. And we're so proud that these students go out and become our ambassadors, the exemplars of what this university really stands for.
There's a lot of diversity in the student body. There's a lot of diversity in the world. I think A&M Commerce is a fair representation of at least what's going on in Texas,
right?
And a lot of the workforce and a lot of the standards by which you know most of society is measured. And I think it's really great that you know that A&M Commerce fits into the lives of so many people. We talked about too leading up to this sort of the ethnicity and ethnic
mm-hmm.
diversity of our student body, and so to see numbers you know on the rise, to see things as they kind of move more and more toward evening out.
Right.
You know we're serving all walks of life and all backgrounds and all ethnicities and all shapes and sizes, if
right.
you will.
Exactly.
I think that makes us far more approachable.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you talk about the flagships, you know, I can recall what I thought about the flagships when I was a high school student, and it seemed a little bit impossible to attain. You see, you know, generally in a graduating class, my graduating class of 44, there might be two or three that go off to big name state schools, and which, you know, for us are the brand names. Those aren't, you know,
yeah.
maybe not Ivy League, but, you know, the brand names are the big state schools, The rest of us were looking for something a little closer to home,
right.
you know, to do something a little different. And so I feel like A&M Commerce becomes approachable not only for the high school student who would like to have a fulfilling college experience, but also for, you know, as you said, when you'd like to further your career a little bit, and your husband works on the second shift, and
right.
and you know, maybe you've only got time for one or two classes a semester, but you can keep chugging away at it, and eventually it'll come.
Right. That's I couldn't have said it better, because that's, you know, we exist to serve the educational needs of a region, and you know, if you take a snapshot of our fall 2012 student body, we're about 55% white or Anglo. Now you think, okay, up until 1965, we were 100% white.
Exactly.
Right, and that the proportion of white students, which is true in the state of Texas, we're a mirror of what's going on demographically in the state. White students now account for 55%. African-American students are 18.5%. That number has been pretty steady, actually, for quite a while, and that's a pretty accurate reflection of where we are in terms of our service area. What's really growing is the Hispanic population, and we're close to 13% Hispanic now, and that's up from about 8% 5 years ago. Right. So we're making incremental but very significant progress. I heard a number this morning on your radio, in fact, on NPR, that the growth in the state of Texas, the population growth in the last 10 years in the state of Texas, 89% of that growth has been in the minority population.
Mm-hmm.
Only 11% has been in the white population. So Texas is already a majority-minority state. By about 2040, it'll be a majority-Hispanic state. So we're getting in step with the trends here, and with our Hispanic outreach initiative and our the work that we're doing in Dallas and the Metroplex, as well as in rural Northeast Texas. You know, the face of our region is changing in profound ways, and this institution is changing to meet those needs.
Well, let's hope we're using the summertime to regroup, because having walked 1,500 across the stage, we know that there's an influx coming, and we know that the fall is just around the corner.
Right.
And we'll have this to do again.
Yeah, that's right. We look forward to it. And right now, our enrollment figures look very strong. The growth is continuing into the fall. So,
great news for Northeast Texas.
Absolutely. Great, and great news for this university and the students that we serve.
Dr. Jones, always a pleasure to visit with you.
Pleasure is mine, Jared.
This has been The President's Perspective, heard the first Wednesday of each month at noon and again at 5 p.m. from your station, 88.9 KETR. You can find archives of this and other programs to listen to when you've got the time online at ketr.org. While you're there, click Support This Station to make a financial contribution and help make programs like this one possible for Northeast Texas. The President's Perspective is produced at KETR's studios in historic Binion Hall on the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce. I'm Jared Knight. Thanks for listening.